This is GQDN for December 18th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. And if you hurry, you might get it before Christmas. Put in somebody's stocking. Make it a stocking stuffer. It's good. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go get Quest worthy. Like I said, they're stocking stuffers. They're good. They're strawberry. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. That's good stuff there too. Do it. Do it. Do it. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have the Game Awards with a nice little update. The Division got an update too. And we might be able to help out with your player housing decor for World of Warcraft. But we begin today with an article about an agreement that both Sony and Tencent had. IGN did give us the story. Because if you remember, this lawsuit came about because of Tencent cloning the game Horizon Zero Dawn. Well, now this game is gone. It was on the Steam and Epic Game Store. It's not there anymore. And that's because Sony was suing Tencent because of the project, which was dubbed Slavish. And Sony's argument did outline some numerous similarities and did compare the various marketing screenshots from both games along with their descriptions. And just like Horizon, Light of Mortrium does take place in a post-apocalyptic, after the world destroyed world that's overrun by giant robot dinosaurs who does roam around in the natural environments like the tropical forests, deserts, and snowy mountains. Both games did feature red-haired women protagonists that wear the similar outfits and styles, and the vices were similar to Eloy's focus earpiece. Now, Tencent did update the Light of Mortrium's stream page and did swap it with a number of screenshots, including the cover image, before responding to Sony's lawsuit that was claiming it was only making the use of the well-trodden tropes, suggesting that the PlayStation marker's own game was similar to Enslaved Odyssey to the West. Tencent hit back, describing the lawsuit as an overreach, highlighting the game's franchises with similar elements such as The Legend of Zelda and Far Cry. And Tencent said that Sony was now attempting to claim Horizon's concept was original rather than an idea based on the genery ingredients. But the battle has come to an end, because The Verge saw new papers, court papers, that was filed yesterday. And so both parties did reach a confidential agreement, which means Sony's lawsuit and Tencent's countersuit has ended, and the parties reported responsible for their own fees and costs. Now, none of those teams did share the details of this lawsuit, but with the Light of Mortrium is gone, then that thing must have quelled the argument by appearance. So that one was almost going to court, but this one did, and it's a patent lawsuit, which IGN did say that Nintendo was fighting for 15 years. Now, Nintendo did win the damages in the Wii Remote lawsuit that's been fighting since 2010 over an unofficial controller that infringed on the company's patents. And it was almost a decade and a half for that to be. That was reported by GameSpray. The Nintendo won an early ruling on the case back in 2011. But Nacon has been able to delay the further decision on damages until today. But the matter still isn't over. Nacon is now appealing the verdict, which means they're holding off on paying Nintendo. And Nintendo did say the third-party Wii controller that was made by Nacon, which was called Big Ben. Nacon was called Big Ben, but now it's Nacon. Because they've infringed on the patents that caused the company to lose money without the third-party controller on the market. Nintendo did argue that customers would have otherwise bought more of its official Wii Remote instead. In response, Big Ben did say that the customers would have chosen over third-party controllers as well as its own. So Nintendo wouldn't claim it because they would have lost out. But Nintendo won the argument. The court decided that the company's patents were strong enough that no other third-party controller could have been made without infringing on Nintendo's patents. But this is going to go on. GamingBolt.com, since we're talking about controllers and maybe some other equipment. Well, the Xbox sales fell by 70%, and that's compared to November 2024. Because Matt Piscitella was talking to IGN, and he said that the U.S. Xbox Series X and S consoles fell by 70% in November 2025 compared to November 2024. He also confirmed that Microsoft wasn't alone. Sony saw a 40% year-over-year drop. Nintendo Switch 2 sales can't really get a comparison, but if you compare it to the Switch sales, the Switch 1, Switch 2 is falling behind last year's Switch 1 sales by 10%. And the Xbox X and S numbers are also noteworthy because the sales dropping off by 70% is the biggest hit that Microsoft has seen in the department. Microsoft saw it. And one of the reasons why is because of its price. That is what Matt is saying. Because the price hikes earlier in this year was taken into account. The price of Xbox Series X and S controllers did rise by 30% year over year. Now the prices that came in effect back in May with the Xbox Series X is priced at $600, while the digital variant is at $550. The S series also saw some price hikes, where the 512GB model cost $380, while the 1TB variant cost $430. So according to some other reports, the price hikes have been seen by Xbox Series X and S, and they did not stop anytime soon. But a rumor from earlier this month did indicate that the recent shortage of DRAM reapers in the industry, which, according to what GamingBolt.com is saying, that might have raised the console prices. The YouTubers More Law is Dead did say that Microsoft didn't plan for a potential memory shortage when it planned out its current console pricing strategies. Quote, "They didn't plan ahead at all, apparently. If you still want an Xbox for some reason at their current pricing, those prices could go up soon, or supply have entirely dry up because multiple sources of mine have apparently been warned by sales reps at Microsoft that this is going to affect the Xbox Series consoles very, very soon, sooner rather than later," end quote. Now, in this report, the company did confirm that the gaming revenue from the Xbox division did fall by 2%, amounting to $113 million. And that was due to the hardware revenue, which did fall by 29% in the quarter. And the falling revenue, however, was an offset because of the growth that was seen by Xbox content and device and services, games and subscriptions, which did see a growth of 1%. So the sales went down. But there are other things going on too. Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 came into defense of the Baldur's Gate 3 developers. Yeah, words are hard. And I meant to say that the Deliverance 2 lead got in front of this because GamesRadar was talking about the Divinity game, which now is getting some backlash following the CEO Swinzmicki's thoughts on the use of generative AI. And others are speaking up in support. That includes the Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 director. Now, just as a reminder, the game was revealed at the Game Awards this past year, basically about a week ago. And the project is now under controversy after Vinky's words on AI, because he did admit that the studio does employ the technology in the early stages of the concept, but not for the final art or element that makes it to production. And the publishing director, Michael Cromwell-Dowes, did concur, because he was saying that the devs will not use AI for art at all. And that has been the case when some of the comments go out of control, according to GamesRadar.com. And Larian right now is under fire on social media. In fact, Daniel Rivera put up a long post on X And he used AI to help him with the text on X, because he was responding to Sven Bicky, because Sven Bicky did say, paraphrasing and watching my words, quote, "Holy crap, guys, we're not pushing hard for replacing concept artists with AI. We have a team of 72 artists, which 23 are concept artists, and we are hiring more. The art create is original, and I'm very proud of what they do. I was asked explicitly about concept art." Daniel replied, quote, "This AI hysteria is the same as when people were smashing steam engines in the 19th century. Laura Larian," which is Sven Bicky, "said they were doing something that absolutely everyone else is doing and got insanely crazy stuff storm. I don't even see someone accuse us of using AI in KCD2. Mm-hmm. And that was up on the Game Awards, because back to Gaming Bolt, the Game Awards set a new record with 171 million concurrent live viewers. Now that is a rise of 11% over the 2024 live stream numbers, which did come in at 154 million. So, in the terms of the individual platforms, the 4K stream, the Game Awards, did see an 8% jump year over year in the concurrent live viewers compared to the previous year. Looking good. But now we get to hardware. And this is not good at all, because PC Games N did say that the price of the AMD's next gaming CPU was leaked. And they're talking about the AMD Ryzen 7 9850X3D price. And they were showing it to be more expensive than the 9800X3D. Now, the difference isn't that big, but they're also saying that don't expect the 9850X3D to be on sale anytime soon. Because right now, you'll be paying $70 more for the Ryzen 7 than the original 9800X3D. The Ryzen 7 9800X3D price is $445. And that's right now on Amazon. Now, that's the one that's out now. The one that's coming out could be $553. That's from one source. But another source did put the price at almost $600. But the base price for the AMD Ryzen 7 9800X3D is still $445. Now, you know you're going to need something like that if you're going to play World of Warcraft. This is in the back of the show, because this is going to be a little bit on where to get some items for your house. Now, this does come to us from BlizzardWatch.com. And they were saying that you can get 12 decor rewards if you know where to get them. We'll give you a couple. Because for one of these three, City Wonders Candle Holder, Westfall Woven Basket, and the Stormwind Weapon Rack, that will start you out with Murder Was the Case They Gave Me quest. Now, you'll earn the Candle Dish on a side quest, I Take Candle, which is early in the story. And one of the NPCs, Salma Sidon, will give you a handmade basket as a thank you for your stew-making efforts. But once you've finished up with the racks, you can get the Houseworn Transmog weapon, Rise of the Brotherhood. Now, there's some other things as well, like the Elegant Lawn Flamingo, which is a short quest chain in Undermine, where you gotta find Gary Glogcraw to start that quest. Frey World Fountain, which means you gotta look for a dropped package, the abandoned package, in the Isle of Dorne to start you on that quest. The Wooden Outhouse, Eversong Party Platter, Blood Totem Banner, the Self-Stealing Steam Barrel, Small Home Cog, Small Mechanical Crate, and a Retired Industrial Gnome Grabber, and the Brennan's Book Smoke Lantern, along with some other things that you can get. If you want the link to it, gotta be a Patreon. It's in the GQDN show notes. But we'll end today with The Division is running smoother than ever on PlayStation 5, because now it's running at 60 FPS. Right there. Looking good at it too. Yes, indeed. So if you want The Division, it's looking cleaner than ever. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.